from an early age, I attended the Southern Baptist Church. My dad was a Sunday school teacher and deacon. By the time I became a teenager, I began to rebel against everything to do with the church. I saw the church as empty, with no real power or solutions to my problems. After recklessly wasting my teenage years, I surrendered my life to Jesus at the age of 20. I had never known such peace before. My life became meaningful. I felt I had a purpose for existing. I wanted to please Jesus in everything I did. My focus turned from fleshly pleasure to living each moment for Christ. Church was now enjoyable to me. I wanted to study God's Word and fellowship with fellow believers. One of the doctrines I was strongly encouraged to embrace was the doctrine of eternal security, or popularly called, once saved, always saved. This doctrine states that once a person is truly born again, he or she can never be lost again. This doctrine is the foundation from which all other teachings are built upon in the Baptist Church. Any teaching suggesting that we must endure to the end, be overcomers, or live a holy life to be saved is immediately rejected and branded as a works salvation. I accepted this teaching as a young Christian as the Word of God. The favorite quote of proponents of once saved, always saved is, "Once a child, always a child." Of course, they mean that just as you can do nothing to change who your earthly father is, so nothing can change your relationship to your heavenly father once you've been born again. At first, this seemed reassuring to me as a young believer. However, in hindsight, I can see what a detrimental effect this teaching had on my relationship with the Lord. Those who advocate once saved, always saved, have no concept of the fear of God. This important revelation of the character of God is effectively stolen out of the heart of the believer by this false doctrine. This is so very dangerous, since the book of Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Without the fear of God, sin becomes less dangerous in our deceived thinking. Compromise begins to set in many areas of our life. Scripture tells us a little leaven can leaven the whole lump. Scripture also clearly teaches that Satan is a roaring lion who has come to kill, steal, and to destroy. This is not referring only to lost people, as our eternal security teachers would have us believe. Our whole perception of the nature and character of God is warped by this false doctrine. We hear much of grace and love, but very little of God's wrath and requirements of holiness. As I observed more of this false teaching, my zeal and desire for holiness very subtly began to lessen. Why should I cling to the cross when I could slack up and still be secure in my salvation? All of the stern warning passages of Scripture are effectively eclipsed by statements such as, "Well, these are not to save folks," or "This is a totally hypothetical situation, which could never happen," thus explaining away the Scripture. After 5 years of living for the Lord, I allowed my attitude toward sin to begin to harden, my heart toward the things of God. Before long, I was tangled in the cords of sin. My deceived heart began to desire the things of the world once again. It didn't help me to hear that carnal Christians were displeasing to God, but still secure in their salvation. I'm sad to say I spent the next 9 years living in the world, bringing shame on myself, on my family, and most regrettably on my precious Savior. Thank God for prayer warriors who knew that my soul was hanging in the balance. Wonderful friends prayed and fasted that I would repent. Praise God that Jesus answered those prayers and had mercy on my wicked soul. God fully restored my relationship to Himself. The devil had convinced me that I was of no use to the Lord. However, the Lord showed me the truth of Ephesians 3:20, which says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to His power that now works in us." I thank God that the power of His wonderful grace is greater than the bondage of any sin. God has restored my zeal, and by His grace I am ready to fight the good fight of faith. I understand the path is narrow, and Jesus is the only gate to salvation. Jesus must be Lord of all parts of our life. Any sin in which we refuse to allow the Lord to bring us to victory has become an idol in our life. Ephesians 5:5 states plainly that idolaters will not inherit the kingdom of God. Please don't allow the enemy to deceive you with false doctrines which teach a license to sin. A perfect example of this deception takes place in Genesis chapter 3. The Lord had told Adam and Eve that they could not eat, or that they could eat from any tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The Lord said, "From the day you eat of it, you shall surely die." Then the serpent came along and told Eve that she could eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the serpent said, "You surely shall not die." This was a direct contradiction to God's word. In verse 13 of chapter 3, the Lord asked Eve, "What had she done?" And she confessed that the serpent deceived me and I ate. I want you to know that Satan is still deceiving today through many false doctrines. In 1 Corinthians 6:9, Paul tells the Corinthians, and also us today, "Do not be deceived. The unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God." This warning is also repeated in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Friends, don't be deceived today. Once saved, always saved. Saved is a dangerous, deadly doctrine. Remember Romans chapter 8 and verse 13. "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." God bless you.